Live from Coach's Grill in Murfreesboro, it's Rick Insel Live.
Rick Insel Live.
1 hour of basketball conversation with the head coach of the Middle Tennessee Lady Raiders.
Lanning posting up inside. Shot good and she's fouled. Three-pointer in the air. That one's good. Raiders win.
Call 1-866-RAIDERS to get in touch with Coach Insel with your questions and comments about Middle Tennessee women's basketball. 1-866-RAIDERS.
That's 1-866-724-3377.
You can also email your questions to radio@goblueraiders.com. Rick Insel Live is brought to you in part by Ascend Federal Credit Union, AT&T Yellow Pages, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, Cellular Concepts, Embassy Suites, First Tennessee, Lewis Bakeries, Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and your local State Farm agents. Now, let's join Coach Insel and the voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Palmer.
And welcome in to Rick Insel Live on a Monday night here in Murfreesboro. We'll be talking Lady Raider basketball for the next 60 minutes with Rick Insel, the head coach of the Raiders. We'd like to welcome everybody here. We've got another good crowd tonight and should have some question cards going around the audience. We'd like to fill those out and send a question up here to the table. Coach Insel will address those a little bit later on. We'll be taking a look at the past week and another successful week in Lady Raider basketball. Have our little contest. We'll tell you about that. Talk about the Sun Belt because we're getting closer and closer to Hot Springs. And all in all, should be a pretty interesting show, Coach. And glad to welcome you here tonight along with all of our fans.
Another great crowd. We appreciate you. We really do.
We're going to take our first break. And when we return, we'll be talking Lady Raider basketball with the head coach right after this timeout. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Rick Insel Live on the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
For 100 years, Middle Tennessee State University has taken pride in educating homegrown students from Tennessee. Now, we're the number one choice of undergraduates in the state. During 2011-2012, we'll be celebrating our centennial and hope you'll visit our university and be part of the celebration. MTSU has excellent programs in aerospace, teacher training, and one of the nation's top recording industry programs. To learn more, go to apply2mtsu.com. Middle Tennessee State University, dedicated to being the best in Tennessee.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back in to Rick Insel Live for a Monday here at Coach's Grill. We're on Southeast Broad Street in Murfreesboro. We'll remind you that our phone number here is 1-866-RAIDERS. That is 1-866-724-3377. And you can also contact us by internet at radio@goblueraiders.com. Well, we had our contest for you last week in which we ask you to guess the number of points that the Lady Raiders would score in the two games combined on the road trip out west. Scored 70 points on Thursday night, 75 on Saturday for 145. Our third runner-up was Ron Cooper, who guessed 149. Tie for second runner-up between Rick Henniger and Don Henniger. I don't know if they conspired on that or not, Coach, but they guessed 141. But our winner is, and I don't know how he won because he's been out of the country for the last two or three weeks, but Don Witherspoon with a guess of 147, just 2 points off. And, Travis, you want to – Don, come up here and get your major prize.
I think you'll like this, Don.
How about
that? All right.
I was expecting
a
snowboard.
Don and his wife were out at Denton for the game on Thursday night.
They were.
And along with several other Raider fans, and we had more fans in Denver on Saturday. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get around to the Denver game. First, Coach, let's do the contest before we get into North Texas. We want you to guess the attendance again for Wednesday night's game with Western Kentucky. Now, let me remind you, this is the Pack the House game, so we are expecting a good crowd on Wednesday night. I think last winner came within about 12 or 14 of the total, so it's pretty good. Our top crowd this year has been around 5,200, so that'll give you a little bit something to go on. So guess the official attendance for the Wednesday night game with Western Kentucky. You can put it on your question card. Be sure and sign it. Or if you want to get another card, the girls will be happy to get you one. Coach, big trip this week. A successful road trip.
One of the toughest trips that I've had to make since I've been the coach at Middle Tennessee State. We played two quality basketball teams, two very well-coached teams, two very athletic teams, very fundamental and sound, and played, they played before a big crowd at North Texas, and then but played before a loud crowd at and up in Denver. So I'm very proud of our basketball team. Very, very proud of them.
North Texas game, we knew what to expect because we'd scouted them, but they had been down for a little while, came back with a lot of the same players, but a new head coach and seemingly a new spirit. They've revived that program down there, and this was a 70-68 win for the Raiders, and it was that close all the way through.
Well, they've always had some good basketball players, and they really never had a system. It's what they didn't have, and they brought Karen in, and she's done a good job. She instilled her system. She instilled, her attitude on that team. And they came out, and they fully expected to win the game and took it to us in every area. But our team never quit. They just reached down and got another gear. And when we went down, they came back. We went down again. They came back again. And we were able to hold on, knock some free throws down the stretch, and I was really, really proud of our basketball team.
We just kind of gutted that one out, and from the very outset of the game, from the opening tip-off, there were a lot of fouls called. There were a lot of turnovers on the part of both teams. It was that kind of a ragged game.
Well, our guard play didn't play as well against North Texas as they did against Denver. North Texas got up on Shanice up from 94 feet, and Shanice turned the ball over, made a few mistakes. Courtney turned the ball over a little bit and made a few mistakes, just mental mistakes, unforced turnovers, things like that. And that was the most turnovers we'd had in probably about 3 weeks, Dick. And then, they really got up on top of us. And then we come back Saturday, and I don't think we had that many turnovers. Nope. Saturday, but made some good decisions. And Denver was just a totally different type team than North Texas was.
In the North Texas game, we were down 4 points at halftime after being down 9 early in the first half, and finally took the lead about halfway through the second half and were able to to hang on. And as Coach said, we hit some key free throws down the stretch. And thank goodness for Iceland Eli, who had one of her better games, I thought. 22 points, 6 out of 7 from the field, 9 out of 10 from the foul line, and also hit a big three.
I thought Ice had two good games in a row. Really, she got in foul trouble against North Texas, and we had to take her out. I thought Kiki came in and done the best job she's done this year. That was a big turnaround jump shot that she hit. And then, but more than anything, Kiki went in and got us four big-time rebounds and got us two steals when we needed to have make something happen. And she stepped in on the back of the press and was able to get in a passing lane twice. And we converted both of those steals into points and got us back in the game. And so I thought she played one of her better games. And then Saturday, I thought she did a good job also. She was one time I know she was out leading the fast break, her and Ebony and Courtney. And Courtney gave it to her, and she finished with a scoop shot off the transition. And I thought that was big for us in that game.
Kiki played with a lot of energy in that game.
The big three that she hit out there. And, you know, when they had tied the game up and took the lead, Kiki comes in. I think it was for Ice. And knocked down a big three for us at the top of the key.
How many times did she pump that three before she let it go?
She loaded it up three times. and the reason was we had put her in before, and we had a set play set for Ebony, and Ebony was wide open coming through the back of the play. We felt like they were overplaying. Coach Berkey had picked that up, and we called this play that we have for that. And Kiki rolls out there and forces a three, and I had to take her out and discuss a few things with her. So when I put her back in, you know, the second half, she was having to decide, do I shoot this thing or not shoot this thing? And so she shot it and knocked it down. It was a big play for us.
You had a big play late in the game from the set you call ISO. And tell them about that and how that developed.
North Texas, they were really giving us problems over playing the lanes. And so we called well, we got a play for Ebony and Ice, and we called it for Ebony at this time, I think because Ice had four fouls maybe. And the first time, Ebony took it and scored. It was a big, big play. So when we called it again, we called it for Ice. And they jumped out in the passing lane, and when they did, Courtney hit her standing on the block wide open. And like I told you later on that night, you know, we work on that every day. And you know, Courtney read the situation. Ice read it. I mean, they had to be on the same page. And Ice was so wide open, I was afraid she was going to miss the chip shot. It was that, but she went up and finished. But both of those ISO plays, one for Ebony and one for Ice, were big plays at big times during the game.
Yeah, and then free throws down the stretch. I think Shanice hit one, Courtney hit one, Ebony hit one. And
Ebony hit three in a row down the stretch.
She did.
You know, a lot of people question me about Ebony's free throw shooting, but I'll tell you, when it counts, she knocks them down. And that's what a champion does, and that's what Ebony Rowe is a champion.
47 fouls called between the two teams, and it's a wonder nobody fouled out of the game for either team.
Well,
I know you're kind of mixing them up and trying to keep them out of foul trouble as best you could.
North Texas was very, very aggressive. And, you know, like I said, we didn't have the best of guard play that night. Courtney didn't have a good game shooting the basketball, did a good job running the team,
right,
and had several assists, I believe. But not a real good game from the guards. But now Saturday we had a great game from the guards. I thought our two guards was the difference in the game. Ebony went, she had a double-double. Ice had a good game. But I thought the guards kind of set the tempo for the whole afternoon.
Okay, we'll talk about that Denver game coming up next as we continue Rick Hensel Live. And you're listening from Coach's Grill in Murfreesboro. From Nelligan Sports, you're on the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
The new Powerball is being described as bigger, better, more. But do people really understand better? So we asked a player if they understood better.
Yeah, you took away four of the Powerballs to give players better odds to win.
And how do you know for a fact the odds are better now?
It's simple mathematics.
Hey, I'm not even going to try to argue with math. So play the new Powerball today. Bigger jackpots, better odds, more millionaires. Just $2. Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
So how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/roastery to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters, coffee with heart.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
The new Powerball is being described as bigger, better, more. But do people really understand better? So we asked a player if they understood better.
Yeah, you took away four of the Powerballs to give players better odds to win.
And how do you know for a fact the odds are better now?
It's simple mathematics.
Hey, I'm not even going to try to argue with math. So play the new Powerball today. Bigger jackpots, better odds, more millionaires. Just $2. Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back in to Rick Enzo Live with Coach's Grill on this Monday night. First of a doubleheader, Chip Walters and Coach Kermit Davis will be coming up at 7 o'clock, immediately following our show, and we invite you to stick around and hear that program also, and we'll be with you on all of these Blue Raider stations. Coach, Thursday, you know, I think a lot of us were kind of checking the Weather Channel every once in a while to see what was going on in Denver. And we had planned the flight, of course, was already scheduled to leave at 10:20 on Southwest, I think. And then when we got to the airport, everything went crazy.
Well, it's one of those things that you can't mess with Mother Nature. And we just had to make some adjustments. And I was real proud of Mariska Harris. She did a tremendous job. She stayed on the phone probably for 24 hours with hotels and airlines and restaurants and just keeping me abreast and was keeping Chris abreast. And Dr. McPhee was with us on the trip, so we kept him in contact with what was going on every second. And it was kind of, to be honest with you, it was pretty soothing to have Dr. McPhee with us when you got the man in charge and he knows that you're doing everything that you can do to get the kids there and plus keep their safety. Alex and Kim and Lynn got on the phone and got us a place to practice. We practice at SMU on Friday, and I think that's the second time we've been caught like that, and SMU has stepped up and helped us. And then, you know, everybody pitched in. Travis Woods, I'm telling you, him and Zach and Matt stayed at the airport for about 4 hours, and if they hadn't have done that, waiting on our luggage, you know, I don't know what we would have done. But you know, it was a team effort by everybody on this trip, and I really and truly, the girls didn't know all the other stuff was going on around them, but all the coaching staff and all the support personnel was in contact with what was going on just by the minute. So I was very proud of everybody.
Yeah, we had to not only change flights, we had to change airlines, change airports.
I think we loaded and unloaded our luggage three times that day
off the bus. Yeah,
and we went to two different hotels, and it was a pretty whirlwind, you know, situation.
And on top of everything else, there was a severe thunderstorm warning in Dallas, and that caused another flight change.
Well, we were supposed to leave out, I think, at 9:50 maybe. And there was a storm coming into Dallas, and so luckily they had 26 seats left on the flight, leaving at 8, and we needed 26. And so they changed us over and put all of our team on that flight. We were able to get the team in about 11 o'clock to Denver, But again, we had no luggage. And then that's what Travis and them waited at the airport. The luggage got there about 2:33 in the morning, and they were there to pick all that up. And, you know, it's not like just a family of one or two. When you got 27 people and you got all the luggage that we have to carry for the team also, and you've seen what we have to rent a cart at the airport for those guys to have to haul all that luggage for us. That was probably a all-day job.
But this basketball team kind of took to that, though, and I think they kind of thought it was a big adventure, and it was a big adventure. But you said you had had other teams that might have bothered them more.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I've had some very good teams, and it would have bothered them. I mean, AC and Jackie and Brandy's team, that would have bothered them. They really wanted to stay on that structured type schedule. This bunch, it never fazed them. And you know, when we got to, we were supposed to have a shoot around at Denver, and they gave our gym to the gymnastics group, so we didn't get to shoot around. So Alex and Kim and Coach Berkey got them in the hallway in just about a 12-by-12 space and was going through their offenses and defenses before the game. And then when the game started, or when the men's game was over, their crowd rushed the floor, and so Denver got to warm up, and we had to kind of stay and watch their crowd celebrate them defeating our boys, and then all the confetti and everything that was on the floor. But they were very nice. They were very nice, but that would have affected just about any team. But this little group went right out there and went to work.
Okay, we'll talk about that ball game, take our next break, and be back to talk further with Coach Ensel. Rick Ensel live from Coach's Grill on the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU Athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
And welcome back in. It's Rick Ensel live from Coach's Grill on a Monday night. Glad to have all of you folks joining us here in person at the grill, and also glad to have all of you listening on our Blue Raider Network or on the internet, wherever you might be. And I know we have people listen from distant places, Coach, not only on the internet but on our network.
I just got a text. You know, Nick Rose listening to our show right now, so you know, we want to give a little shout out there.
All right, let's talk about our Denver game now on Saturday. A little bit different format, as we played the second game of the doubleheader instead of the first. You've already mentioned the problem we had getting on the floor. And when the game started, we had a little trouble getting untracked early.
Well, you know, you've got you had two of the preseason favorite players of the year in the conference. You had Murdoch and Ebony going against each other. And, you know, both of them are very intelligent players. Both of them have different games. But, you know, we felt comfortable going in that Ebony and Ice would hold their own with their post players. And we pretty much kept Murdoch in check all day. Now, they had a freshman that came that started that got off track, and she hit knocked down about four threes on us early. And if that hadn't happened, I felt like we'd have been in total control of the game. But, you know, when you got kids like the Murdoch kid inside and you got an Ebony Rowe inside, you've got to have some type of defense. And our defense was we were going to crack down with Ice, and we were going to let Ebony use her strength and hopefully contain her. And we really felt good about the way it ended up with their post game.
I don't think there's any doubt that Ebony won the individual matchup. Murdoch was held to 10 points, 5 in each half, and Ebony had a double-double, 17 points, 10 rebounds, and was really good down the stretch.
Probably should be player of the week again, if you want to know the truth about it. But I guess, you know, they get so tired of voting for that they just look for somebody else maybe to vote for. But, you know, I don't know if anybody played any two tougher games this week than we did, and that our post play held their own.
Well, their freshman, young lady with an unusual name, her first name's Morgan, and her last name's Van Riper Rose. It's a hyphenated last name. Now, of course, Chip and I and broadcasters everywhere think hyphenated names should be outlawed. But in this case, this young lady's going to be around a while. She's only a freshman, and she knocked down a bunch of threes against us.
Well, she knocked three down in the first half, and it really, you know, Kim Bruton had the scout, and her and me and everybody else on that bench was a little upset with our perimeter defense, because we had told them this young lady could shoot the basketball. I think in one game maybe she had hit 10 threes. So we knew that she was very accurate, and we didn't want to let her get off, but she got off anyway.
You mentioned our guard play. It picked up as the game went on. I thought Shanice was a little shaky early in the game, but after a little brief spell on the bench, she went back and played very well.
Oh, I thought Shanice had a great game, and Courtney had a great game. But like I said, I thought the difference in the game was the guard play. We know what we're going to get inside, but when our guard play comes and play like they did against Denver, it makes us a very tough basketball team, and that's what took place.
Hit the boards really well in that game, and Denver had been a good rebounding team coming in, but we got them by about 9 or 10 on the boards.
I think it was 34-25, Dick, and, you know, we went to the boards. And, you know, I really like what we've got inside with Ice and with Ebony. They're so athletic, and now they're really getting to where they're playing with each other pretty good. That one play they made during the Denver game probably should be on SportsCenter, if you want to know the truth about it, for one of the top 10 plays of the night. I think it was Courtney or Shanice one that lobbed the ball to Ebony in midair. She was able to turn in midair and touch pass the ball to Ice, which was up in the air, and she tipped it on into the basket, which was a big-time play for our young ladies. And we really gravitated to that.
Yeah. And
it wasn't like we were up 20 when that play took place. I think it was a one-point game at that time.
We were up 5 at the half, but then they caught us and went ahead in the second half by a point or two, and we got back in the game and were able to hold on to the lead and actually extend the lead out as the game went down.
Well, you got to knock down free throws, and you got to rebound, and that's what we did. We took care of the basketball. We knocked down our free throws, and you know, that's – played pretty good defense. I thought there was a time that we trapped the ball a couple of times, and Alex had us doing that, and you know, we got a couple of turnovers out of it, and we were able to convert those turnovers. And you know, down the stretch again, if you look and see who hit the free throws, you'll see that it was Shanice and Ice and Ebony that knocked down the free throws.
Courtney Jones had 4 out of 9 from three-point range in the game, and hit those four three-pointers, Coach, tied Courtney with the single season record.
I wish y'all hadn't told her that, Dick. Because now she'll be shooting the ball before it's even she'll be wanting to jump center.
Well, yeah, but you want her to shoot the ball. I know you do. But she now.
We need to go on and get that out of the way about the first minute or two.
Let that record go in the book and then go on and beat Western Kentucky. But I thought Courtney had two 40-minute games on the trip and committed three turnovers in the two games.
She's really doing a good job. She's bought into what we're trying to, you know, to convince her to do. We're playing with two guards on the floor. I'm really excited about where she's headed right now, and she's providing us a type of leadership on the floor, and it's helping Shanice out. And, you know, we didn't get to play Janae a lot this trip, but we moved her to the one position to back up Shanice, and we feel real good about that. Now, we didn't trust her enough to put her in the North Texas game, not her as much as we didn't trust that we had worked her hard enough. And then we were able to play her some during the Denver game. And then late, when Lakin fouled out, the staff decided to go with Janae, and she went in and did a good job on, I think, the shell kid, which had been hurting us and penetrating.
Yeah, you were pretty impressed with the Denver coaching and generally the treatment we got up there.
They're a class team. They've got a class organization all the way down through their athletic department. They've got very successful programs all over, and they're just a class organization from the coaching staff to their AD right on down.
Guess that was our last trip out there, if everything works out like it's supposed to.
We may keep them on the schedule. You know, Chris's family's from Colorado, and so it'll be really up to Chris and our AD to decide what we want to do on that. We don't care. We'll play them, and I like Eric, and I like going to Denver. But, you know, now it'll be one of those situations where they would be outside of our conference schedule.
Final Four is going to be in Denver this year.
We'll be back, you know. Let's hope we're playing there. I haven't given up on that yet.
Nobody's eliminated yet, are
they? Nah, we. If you don't think I haven't got Final Four on my mind, you don't even know me. I'll tell you right now.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back with more Rick Ensel Live from Coach's Grill on a Monday night from Elegant Sports. You're on the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Karen's is mobile banking.
When I was in New York, I used my iPad to balance my checking accounts at First Tennessee.
And have you recommended us, Karen?
I would recommend First Tennessee to friends and family because they treat me well, and I know they treat other people well.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyouanix.
Maryville to Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm gonna be there too. I'll be there in all good. Berry Hill and Brentwood, you can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're gonna get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Monday night here at Coach's Grill. Glad to have you along wherever you might be listening. And as usual, a great live audience here, Coach, for our weekly show.
We got some oldie goldies that come every show, and we're proud of them, I'll tell you.
Nobody in particular. We're not going to name anybody in particular.
No.
All right, we got a nice stack of questions here from the crowd here, and remind you, if you'd like to call us with a question for the coach, 1-866-RAIDERS, 1-866-724-3377, or online, radio at GoBlueRaiders.com.
Okay, the first question, we are proud of our Lady Raiders. How did you and the team prepare for the Denver game that you sat at the airport for all those hours, and it was a good game, Courtney? Well, you know, most...
Go ahead, Coach.
You got it? Keep talking. Okay. They want to hear the questions. Can you hear? Yeah. We on?
Yeah.
Okay. Said, we are proud of our Lady Raiders, and how did you and the team prepare for the Denver game, as you said, at the airport? Well, if you want to know the truth about all of it, what we did was we felt like we prepared for the team before we left. And we did get with the team as far as on the staff did, the perimeter and the post, and work on clips, game films, things like that. But as far as going on floor and preparing, we didn't do a whole lot of that. Which one of your players is the most improved since the beginning of the season? I'd have to say Lakin Leonard is the most improved player that we got. And, you know, early on the TSU game, I don't know if any of you knew this or not, but Lakin wouldn't shoot the ball, so we benched her, and we didn't let her go back in. And then since then, every time she sees a little sliver of light, she puts it up. How was the snowboarding in Denver? This is Don Witherspoon. I don't know. We had to jump out of the bus into about 3 foot of snow. So, you know, we didn't get to do any snowboarding, Don. Does anything bother this group of young players? Me, I'm the only one that bothers them, I'll tell you. And if you don't believe it, ask them. They'll tell you. Do you feel attendance would increase if we could play on a night besides Wednesday? And is it possible to play on another night? We don't like playing on Wednesday night, but the conference sets some of those games, and there's not another night really that we could go to. So, you know, really the conference and our administration is the ones that takes care of that. You know, our attitude is we'll play anywhere, anytime. Is there a difference in seeding for the Sun Belt Tournament for men's and women's teams? 1-12 versus East-West, 1-6. I know that the men changed theirs this year. Don't take me wrong on this, but the only seed that I'm worried about is number one. Question two. Why doesn't Ebony shoot the three? She is wide open many times. Ebony knows that really and truly what we try to do is keep Ebony on the block because she's such a tremendous rebounder and also tremendous with her back to the basket. Now, she did work on her three some this summer. Hopefully when she gets back next year that she'll be a better three-point shooter. And if that's the case, you better watch out because Ebony Rowe will be going into the WNBA because she's got the inside game, she's got the strength, and she can jump so well. And I'm going to put all that on Alex Puller to get her ready. This team is very confident and focused. Do you see this team in the Elite Eight or even in the Final Four? This is not impossible. Think positive. T-Bone sent me this. You know, I'll tell you right now, I think positive all the time. Do I think that we can go to the Final Four? Absolutely. Do I think that we could go to the Elite Eight? Absolutely. But we're going to have to play good down the stretch, and right now we're running on about a 6, 5.5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. To get to the Sun Belt Conference Tournament, we need to be playing about a 7 or 7.5, and to get to the Elite Eight, we'd have to push that on up to about 8, 8.5. Can we do that? Yes, we can. We had a very good practice today, and we've got enough games left to really get the confidence that we need.
You know, when you're at practice every day, I'm there a lot, and I've seen this team make huge strides this year. And I don't know if you can you can tell it data. It's like trying, you know, when you watch your child grow up, you can't really tell it.
Their basketball IQ is getting better.
Right, exactly.
And they, you know, I said early on in the season we lacked a lot of basketball IQ. We lacked a lot of communication skills on the floor. Now you see Ebony and you see Ice trying to take ownership of this basketball team. You see Courtney trying to run the team from the perimeter like she should. And you see Shanice Kaysen growing up right in front of your eyes. Lakin Leonard is hard-nosed, comes from a championship program at Jackson County. And, you know, we knew that coming in, and we felt like that she could give us that ingredient that we needed as far as that team concept was concerned, and she's bringing that to the table. So, you know, we and our other kids are stepping up now, making some plays. Diamond Rainer made a big play Saturday. Ebony, they doubled and triple-teamed Ebony. She kicked the ball to Diamond. Diamond finished, and that's big for us. And, you know, you see Stephanie Myers getting better, Kiki getting better, Lauren March is getting better. You see Janae Brinkley, like I said before, is handling the ball better and making good decisions. So we still got some room to bring those players on.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with more Rick Ensel Live following this timeout from Elgin Sports. You're on the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive or visit us at facebook.com/roastery to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters. Coffee with heart.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help, and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
For 100 years, Middle Tennessee State University has taken pride in educating homegrown students from Tennessee. Now, we're the number one choice of undergraduates in the state. During 2011-2012, we'll be celebrating our centennial and hope you'll visit our university and be part of the celebration. MTSU has excellent programs in aerospace, teacher training, and one of the nation's top recording industry programs. To learn more, go to apply2mtsu.com. Middle Tennessee State University, dedicated to being the best in Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
WGNS, AM, FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Back into Rick Ensel Live from Coach's Grill. Vic Palmer with the head coach of the Lady Raiders. And Coach, we're coming down the home stretch, really, and where has the season gone?
Well, you know, one of the things we talked about the first of the year, and you were there, and so was B.E., about taking this conference and going through this conference and having a chance to go undefeated. And I think now, I don't know how many of our kids felt that they could, but I believe now they're looking at the rest of the schedule, and we've got, what, five games left. And it's in the palm of their hands. And, you know, opportunities like this don't come along much. And when they do, you need to seize that opportunity. And this is one of the things that we're talking to them about right now. They've got a chance to do something that only two other clubs has done in the history of the conference. One of those clubs being Middle Tennessee, the other one being Louisiana Tech, of going through the conference undefeated. And this is something that they need to think about. And it's something that will be with them. This will be part of their legacy.
Middle Tennessee leading the East with an 11-0 record, and Denver leading the West 8-3, and the Raiders took care of business on this last road trip and beat the top two teams in the other division.
Well, this season comes down, really it comes down to the journey. And, you know, going through it and going to Florida and winning two games, going to North Texas and to Denver and winning two games. And then, you know, think back at Troy when we were in overtime and down. You know, would you think now that this would be possible? You know, again, you got to give these players credit. When they've had to step up, they've stepped up. And we still got some exciting basketball left the rest of this year.
The Raiders, of course, objective is to win the division, be seeded number one in that bracket. And
right now, Dick, all we've done is we've gone 11-0.
Right.
That's it. We haven't clinched anything. We're 11-0 in the conference, and that's what we talked about today. We haven't really, you know, we've had a, if you look at it, you've had a pretty good season so far, and you've had some pretty good wins. But as far as taking care of business in the tournament, getting your chance to be in a position maybe for an at-large bid, we still got six games to go or five games to go, and then we got the tournament. So really we got to take one game at a time, and I know that's coach speak, and then go out and take care of business and not worry about all the other stuff that comes around after that.
You can't afford to be complacent or get comfortable in your position, can you?
No, absolutely not.
And
every team is going to come in and battle us down the wire. They're going to play their best game. Their players are going to come in and they're going to overachieve. And what we've got, if we go out and have a mediocre game and don't take somebody serious, don't get the right scout, don't do the right preparation, then the next thing you know, you lose a game or two. And you don't want to lose that momentum. And right now we got a little momentum. We got our players thinking, you know, hey, we've got a pretty good basketball team, and we got to keep it there like that.
And one big bonus about winning the division is getting that day off on Saturday.
Right.
Not having to play four straight days.
We have done that. And, you know, like I've told the girls on the way home, you know, Middle Tennessee has got a history of playing good basketball at the end of the year. It didn't happen when I got here. Larry Joe and Lewis Bivens and Stephanie, all their teams played well in the tournaments and at the end of the year. And, you know, there's just some programs that do that, and Middle Tennessee State University is one of those programs.
Yeah, I like what you said about some teams have great years, and then they'll drop off. You don't hear from them again for a while. But Middle Tennessee, year in and year out, 37 years, I think we've only had one or two losing seasons, and they were about break even.
Well, you've got some programs that show up once or twice every 10 or 12 years, and they talk about it. And then you got some programs that show up every year. We're very fortunate that we've got a program right here that shows up every year. And I'm very proud to be affiliated with that program.
Okay, we'll take our break and be back to talk about what's upcoming for the Lady Raiders right after this timeout from Elegant Sports. You're on the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call Andy Womack. And in Brentwood, call DeJuan Buford.
The new Powerball is being described as bigger, better, more. But more what? So we asked the lottery number crunchers to tell us about more.
Well, more players will now win $1 million.
You know that for sure.
We've had 238 match 5 winners in Tennessee. With a new Powerball, they'd all have won at least $1 million.
That sounds like more to me. Play the new Powerball today. Bigger jackpots, better odds, more millionaires. Just $2. Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back into Coach's Grill. It's Rick Hensel live. I'm going to tell you a little bit about a big night coming up here at Coach's Grill on the 14th of February. And, of course, that's Valentine's Day, and they're going to have a big trivia contest starting around 7 o'clock. So bring your wife, your sweetheart out, and play trivia. There'll be great prizes, massages, manicures. Maybe we ought to come out and try to get a manicure, Coach.
Not me.
Do your own manicure.
Narmasides.
That's Valentine's Day trivia here at Coach's Grill. Come on out. Well, you know, the season's coming down almost to a conclusion. We haven't played Western Kentucky yet.
Well, you know, Western, they're not having one of their better years, but I promise you that they'll come in and play tough Wednesday night. The best way to turn their season around would be to come in and knock the Lady Raiders off, and you can bet that's what's being said at Bowling Green right now. And, you know, that's what I'd be saying if I was at Bowling Green. But, you know, they're going to come in, they're going to get after us, and they're a very athletic team. They've got more size than we've got. They shoot the ball well at times, and then a lot of the times they don't shoot the ball so well. So let's hope that they come in and they don't shoot the ball real good and go from there. And, someone sent another question up, said, how do the coaches ensure that the players do not take Western Kentucky lightly? Well, you can be assured that if you were at practice today, you would know they would have thought they lost those two games this weekend. So we keep them grounded, and we let them know what's going on. And I can promise you they're not going to take Western lightly, because they, too, don't like Western Kentucky like their coach.
Well, the schedule set up this season where we play them twice in the span of just a couple of weeks. And we'll, in fact, our last game of the season will be up in Bowling Green.
The old blue coat will be out Wednesday night, I can promise you.
That's our annual Pack the House game on Wednesday night, and then we'll be having, our pink game is going to be
Sunday afternoon
against Little Rock, and then we'll have the senior
night Florida Atlantic
on our Florida Atlantic game. So those are the three home games we've got coming up. You want to make sure you're out there for all of them.
They're three good games. I mean, you got Western, you got Little Rock, which hadn't been here since I've been hired at Middle Tennessee. And then you've got Florida Atlantic, which right now is second in our side of the conference. So you're going to have three very quality basketball teams coming in to play the Lady Raiders.
It'd be a pretty good tournament preview, wouldn't it, to see all those teams play in
the Sun Belt Conference tournament. Men and women's is going to be an absolutely awesome tournament. If you hadn't got your tickets, you need to get them. And if you hadn't made plans to go, then you need to make plans to go, because you know, I've heard some people, including my wife, say that, you know, that she's done about everything can be done in Hot Springs. But now there's still some more things to be seen there. So come out and support the Lady Raiders and the Raiders in Hot Springs.
They always seem to close that racetrack right as soon as we get to town, Coach, and I hadn't figured that one out yet.
Well, they don't close it. They open it up, Dick. I just hadn't been able to go to it. You know, I got my mind on something more important than horses through that period of time.
I know you're a big horse lover too.
I love it. Love the horse racing. Love the celebration and the walking horse industry. And you know, I'm very much entrenched in it.
Okay, we'll take our final break. Be back to close things out with Coach Hensel right after this timeout. Rick Hensel live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family-operated and owned business since 1989.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help, and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
Maryville to Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm gonna be there too. I'll be there in Allgood, Berry Hill, and Brentwood. You can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're gonna get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back in to Rick Ensel Live from Coach's Grill. We've got just a minute or so, Coach, to ramp things up here. Very successful road trip out west. Our team is undefeated in the conference, working on a 13-game winning streak right now, and we want that to continue, and, of course, Wednesday night is our next opportunity.
Dick, like I said, we've got a lot of exciting basketball left in this season. So, you know, we need our fans to come out, need them to be very loud, very supportive. And, you know, even go on the road with us. We still got to go to Western. We got to go to Monroe. So, you know, we've still got, if you look at our schedule, it's not a gimme. I mean, you got Little Rock and Western this week, and then next week you've got Florida Atlantic. And then the following week you've got to go to Monroe and then finish up going to Bowling Green.
Some of our folks here were come into practice from time to time, and you don't discourage that, do you?
No, absolutely not. Practices are open. You're welcome anytime.
So we hope some of you can do that and be sure and come to the ball games. And, Coach, best of luck on Wednesday night against our rivals from the north.
Thank you, Dick. Thank everybody for coming. Thank y'all.
Coach Rick Ensel. Like to thank our studio engineer, Stan McLeod, Chip Walters, who will be coming up next with Coach Davis, and Travis Woods for his work here. Remember your servers, and remember to come back next Monday night following wins over Western Kentucky and Little Rock. How about that, Coach? We'll see you next Monday night live from Coach's Grill on Rick Ensel Live.